Track 5, page 34. Walking the talk. Before I started working for the Macular Society, I took my vision for granted. I think many of us do, says counselling coordinator Suzanne Roberts. When I went for an eye test, I never considered that there would ever be a problem that my contact lenses or glasses couldn't correct. But more than 10 years of counselling people with sight loss has changed Suzanne's perspective. I have listened to hundreds of people describe the massive emotional and physical impact of being diagnosed with a visual impairment, she reflects. Now, when I go for an eye test, I feel very fortunate when I am told my eyes are healthy. That's why Suzanne and her husband David took on the 100-mile challenge of the South Coast Trek. Setting off from Winchester, they arrived in Eastbourne, footsore and weary, 8 days later. Our appeal is to everyone, whether personally affected or otherwise, to beat the devastation caused by macular disease, and for us all to look after our eyes, Suzanne explains. And her efforts have certainly paid off. She and David smashed their original £1,000 fundraising target before they'd even pulled their boots on, and their current total stands at a brilliant £1,721. The whole walk was a wonderful experience, apart from the shock of the naked ramblers. We saw some fantastic wildlife and met some great people, says Suzanne. They'd also planned a treat at the finish line to keep them motivated. We booked a nice hotel for our final evening, so that we could have a well-earned rest and a glass of bubbly before getting the train back to London, she says. See the latest fundraising total and donate to Beat Macular Disease at justgiving.com/fundraising/Suzanne-Roberts17. Page 35. Your counselling FAQs, frequently asked questions. Why might counselling help? Losing your vision is a form of loss. Many people compare it to a bereavement. You can't bring back the person you were before, but life is not over. It might be different, but life will go on. Why speak to a stranger instead of friends or family? It can be helpful to talk to someone neutral, without any preconceptions about you, or link to you or your family. And our trained counsellors are experts at helping you overcome the specific challenges that sight loss can throw at you. What's the aim of counselling? A lot of people with sight loss go through a period of feeling quite low, particularly when they're first diagnosed or their sight deteriorates. We can't give you back your vision, but we may be able to help you find new ways of coping and thinking about your situation, which can help you to feel more fulfilled, inspired, or hopeful. Find out more by calling our advice and information service on 0300 30 30 111. In 2020, 488 people were referred to our telephone counselling service, up from 264 in 2019. Thank you for helping Suzanne and her team of counsellors to be there when people needed them most.